Kalani Sitake is with us from field level here at Mountain America Stadium in Tempe, Arizona. Sun Devils 28, BYU 23, our final. Kalani, tough one for you and the boys. What did you want them to leave the locker room with as you get ready for your final regular season game?
Yeah, I just told them I was proud of them fighting back in this game. I mean, they could have given up a long time ago, you know, and it didn't look great in the first half. And halftime, we had to have some discussions, but it wasn't anything about panic. And we had a chance. It came down to the final drive, and we had a chance with the ball in our hands to go ahead. And 2 weeks in a row now, we had that chance and came up short. So we lost two games, both by one less than one score, you know. But I'm just proud of the guys. We just can't keep putting ourselves in the hole now. And then some of the mistakes that we made as a team, it's hard to climb back from it when you're playing against really good teams in this conference. And obviously, we dug a hole that we couldn't climb out of, but Arizona State made it difficult for us. I mean, this is you can't keep. I mean, we had a breakdown in coverage and gave up a touchdown. That can't happen. And we had a lot of missed assignments and a lot of issues. But I was proud of the guys getting a stop at the end, you know, and getting the ball back to our offense. And we're down five with 2 minutes to go. We felt really good about our chances, and we just couldn't finish it. But I'm really proud of the boys. We just got to keep plugging along, man. We know we have two. More games to go. We have to win this last one for our seniors at home, and see what happens after that. But this is something that we can learn from. And I'm just proud of the boys. We just got to keep going, though.
Kalani, can you take us into the conversations you were having with the officials when all of the fans came onto the field the first time? What were you saying to them? What were they saying to you? And what were your thoughts in that moment with how things should be handled and were handled?
Yeah, what was said to me was that there was a intentional grounding. The ball went out of bounds with 1 second left still remaining on the clock, and then the ball would be placed where he threw the ball. So that's why it was at the 49-yard line. And then I asked about the unsportsmanlike conduct with everyone being on the field. They said the conference said that there's not a penalty for that, and they didn't do it. So we should, in my opinion, we should have got the ball on the 36-yard line.
Yeah.
And they said no. So that we just got to keep playing. I mean, I'm not worried about it. We didn't lose the game there. We lost the game in the first 59 minutes and 59 seconds. You know, so that's. But once they told us that, we still had a chance, and we came up a few yards short.
What has this offense showed you with the ability to pick up tempo, score quickly, and kind of change games? They've been doing it a lot lately.
Yeah, I like what we did in the second half. I like the way we're getting to the field and getting, you know, just changing the tempo up, getting the personnel, doing a lot of different calls. We created some momentum right there. It's like we just didn't have that in the first half, you know, and had a drive end on a fourth down. We went for it, and then defensively, we just weren't playing complementary football. We weren't complementing each other. We're on defense and offense and special teams, and that was unfortunate. That's my job. I got to get these guys to play better together. But, you know, we had a chance. I mean, I'm proud of the guys. Like I said, there's no quitting these guys, and you could feel the momentum. I was so excited. I mean, how many fans did we have here? It was amazing, you know, and I'm just sad that we weren't able to get the win for them because they represented so well for us.
Kalani, can we get updates? Harrison Taggart leaves this game. Isaiah Jada leaves this game. Austin Lealusa leaves this game. There were some guys that went down. Can you give us some updates on those three and any others that may have suffered any injury?
I think Jada came back and kept playing.
Okay. Good.
The Austin did not come back, and neither did Harry. And so, I probably have to put him in doubtful right now for next week, but you know, guys stepped in and did well. I thought Bruce stepped in and did some good things. And Miles Hall stepped in and did some good things. And Ice Moa, Sione Moa. We've got some depth, and we're going to have to lean on it on defense a little bit with Harry. And hopefully we get him back soon. But it's an unfortunate part of the game. Sometimes these injuries happen. So I'm going to go check on him after this. But he was doubtful for the game next week.
Hey, Kalani, some things were in your control. You've lost some of that control, but you still know that if you win next week and enough things happen, there are some scenarios that could send you to Arlington. So there's still hope for this team.
Yeah, I don't know all the scenarios and all that goes into it. I just know it doesn't really matter if we don't beat Houston, you know, and this is a – we have a lot to play for still. We do know we have at least two games left. I'd like it to be more, but we've got to win this next one to get a chance at that. And it's for the seniors. You know, we're at home, and I'd love to see the fans there. Hopefully they can be there and support us. And you know, the last one at home for this season. And And, you know, hopefully they can be that and be a huge, huge advantage for us like this crowd was for them here.
Kalani, can you give us a condensed version as to why the offense moved so well in the second half? It just felt like the tempo was there and it felt like they were moving. And is that something that you can implement against Houston?
Yeah, I think we do better when we change up the tempo, and then also when just letting Jake throw the ball a little bit more. I think our run game can open up with the pass game, but you know, can't complain about it if we're putting points on the board. The problem with the first half is that we weren't getting points up, and we weren't finishing drives, and so we've got to find a way to do that. And I like what we did in the second half. I think let's just do that from now on and create momentum and do it for 60 minutes, and I think we'll be a really good offense.
Kalani, we thank you for the time. Safe travels. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Right.
That's Kalani Sitake.